you on that one, but I think the courts did it to us this time.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks. Discussion and consideration of committee business, beach protection. Nancy, they here? Board of Adjustment, Community Center. Does anybody know if the ladies, how much money they made?
What?
The ladies.
As their barbecue.
What about it?
How much money did they make?
$1,100.
$1,100.
The sales were about $1,900, and then expenses tracked off the expenses. We haven't seen all of those yet, but yeah, probably like $1,100, $1,200.
Good deal. Marketing, and Nancy, you have an asterisk here.
There's a memo in your packet that we're in a position where we don't have a form with the committee due to recent resignation.
And do you know how many of the marketing committee members are not residents of Vero Beach? Because I know we elected or to let the aquarium serve on the committee.
Right. I don't know that any of them are now.
And Joan Van Ham, she left to go to. Okay. Right.
But you also have to keep in mind that the main reason, the requirement for the marketing committee is
right.
For businesses
yep.
To market. And we don't have any business owners that actually live in the
community. Don't they also do with the, who does the marketing plan for the money from room occupancy?
That's what this committee has some say in that.
Right. If they don't do it, who's going to do it? That's my question. Exactly.
The terms of the TDA is that we're supposed to have representatives on there, and I guess if we say we have no representatives, then it will continue.
Well, should we? I mean, you've advertised for the positions, so should, and I'm on the board, you know, should we ask another one of the council members to be on the board so we have it covered?
Well, we're a staff person, right? So I think Nancy's proposal was good. She's the event marketing coordinator. She's already going to the meetings yep. When they're below a quorum.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think our staff has enough to do as it is, and I think that's setting a terrible precedence because we have trouble with other committees, some of them that are just as important. And
well, what's your suggestion?
I think maybe all of us could start talking to some business people in town about how nice it would be if they would consider serving on it.
Well, there's a business. You can ask him if he wants to serve on it.
I think you are.
I mean, that's a good idea to go around and ask, but I'm not one of them that can be on the committee.
Well.
I mean, I'm not that type of person. But
yeah.
I mean, there's other ones out there that probably could, but you know.
They have to be an owner?
No, it could be any citizen.
It could be anybody from the business. It doesn't have to be the owner.
Well, they either should own or live in the town. We already have more people from outside the town.
That's true.
I mean, it should be.
But I mean, that's where we should go. We should go to them. It's for their purpose of marketing, and we should go to them and say, get a representative here.
Well, get a representative to come out and just talk and say, look, this is what we're doing. This is what we need. This is what we want to do for the business, for the town, or whatever. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know Jack what that committee does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They approve what the marketing committee says.
Well, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Are they advertising for us?
Yeah.
Don't know.
They advertise for the, you know,
that's what
here.
I'm asking, get somebody to come around and talk. Just say, we just talked and this is what we need. Because you got the motels too.
Well, I think, you know, if you want somebody on there temporarily, it should be another member of the council. That's just my personal viewpoint. If you're interested in talking to the businesses, I think a couple of you probably know more people than any of us do, and maybe we could come up with a list and split them up, and we could each go and talk to somebody.
Are you going to come up with a list, or do you want Nancy to do it, or what?
I can work with Nancy to come up with a list.
Nancy?
So is there any actions that have to happen before the next meeting?
There's
for the marketing committee?
Meeting.
We've already missed one.
I don't believe so.
But I mean, anything to do. So the deadlines, we already have a plan for this year's TDA, so we don't need another one. We approved it sometime in the spring. So when's the next deadline that this committee needs to do something by? Do we have time to try to solicit membership before our next meeting in September? Nancy?
Yes. I think they won't do budget until
the
next year, right?
Yeah. So that's really right. We have from now till December.
Yeah, so
they're going to tweak it a little bit. They won't change much, you know, what we're doing. So.
Yeah, so I mean, so I move we try to recruit, and the council needs to recruit or consider other options, right? So,
you can talk to Mike.
I'll talk to Mike.
You talk to Mike. Yeah. I'll talk to Mike.
But I mean, what's the criteria the council's looking for before I go asking people? Do they need to be a resident? Can it be a business owner? I mean, there's a concern of too many people from outside the town on this committee, right? So what are we looking for so we know what to ask?
Well, it would be nice for them to be a resident. It would be nice for them to own a business.
Okay. So, but what are our requirements?
Or manage.
Okay. I'm just asking, what are our requirements? So as we're all going out and looking,
I
don't want to ask someone and then they're all excited. Yeah. And,
they need to live in Fury Beach.
Okay. A resident of Fury Beach, okay. And preferably a business owner, but a resident of Fury Beach.
Yes. So,
can I ask y'all a question? How many members are on this committee?
The committee's size is 7. We're down to 3. There needs to be 4 so they have a quorum.
In other words, they advertise for the town.
Yes.
Am I understanding?
No, not exactly.
Well, I mean, what do they do?
The purpose is to determine how the portion of the room occupancy tax from the hotel is spent to market to people to come to the area. Once the people are in the area, they have nothing to do with advertising or marketing anything.
Just get
bring
there.
People to the area just and come in.
So the room occupancy tax, the statute requires a certain amount of that be spent on advertising for tourism. And so this group is who recommends to council how we're going to spend that money. So should we use website advertising? Should we go on the radio? Should we do this? That's what they do. And it's for the town as a whole, so it's not for Curie Beach Diner, but it's come to Curie Beach because it's beautiful.
Well, I'm not telling to me.
No, no.
That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
So,
that's what they do.
If you got one person from the motel division, one person from the restaurant detail, that would be two of your committees members, right?
Yeah, if they did that.
How long would they serve? I mean,
well, obviously they can quit whenever they want, but it's 2 or 4 years, right? So, what's the length of service for that one, Nancy? I'm not sure. I think it's 2 years.
There aren't any.
It doesn't have a standard length?
No.
And they meet once a month.
But that's what I'm asking is,
yeah.
One of y'all or somebody on the committee, one of y'all come in and look and say, this is what we need, this is what we want, and we would like, if you're interested, let the town know, boom,
right.
Boom, and if it's a year, serve term of 1 year, say, look, this is what we need. You meet 3 times a year. I don't know. That's
well,
I'm
Frankie
just
would be very good. So.
But like I said, I don't know squat about it.
Right.
Okay. Nancy, who's the 3 that's left?
Christine Avery.
We could use them.
They know what they do.
We need to get them out to talk
yes.
to people because
yes.
they know what they're doing.
Yes, they do. They could help us.
A lot better than we can do.
Is Ann on there?
No.
We should
she used to be.
Someone like
Ann's not a resident.
Right, that's the issue.
We should get someone like Pat Bolander.
And I'm wondering why we
much.
It's a business. We're talking about business. Not all of them live here. So why do we restrict them?
Well, that's what I was asking. I don't care one way or the other. I just want to know what the council is.
Well, that's what it is now. So if you want to change it, we had to change it for the girl from the aquarium to serve on it.
Okay, so I make a motion we table this till next month and council go solicit personnel to attend the committee. Since advertising twice in the newspaper didn't do anything.
But we need to know if you're going to ask somebody. Like you said,
sounded like they said it was a town residence, what I heard.
Well, it'd be a little.
I second it. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thanks, Nancy.
Town residents. There's plenty. There's 2,400 people. We should go find someone.
Parks and Recreation.
The only thing we'd have to address, Dean, would be what you have already under discussion, consideration of new business. You want to talk about that now?
Can you wait around until we get to that?
I sure can.
Okay, thanks. Planning and zoning. Nope. Shoreline access and parking. Tony. Nope. What?
Chuck was going to bring something up from our...
Oh, Chuck, you're going to bring something up?
Beach protection signage.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be done perhaps in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to start on it. It's been too busy for the summer.
We'll get to it as soon as we get a chance, Tony.
Okay.
Stormwater and environmental. New. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, finance.
I just have one item. I am asking council for a closed session tonight for personnel matter that came up yesterday.
Nice.
Is that okay with you, Andy?
Yep.
Are you talking about that? Mm-hmm. That's not one of your sessions, closed session.
Personnel matter, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you're establishing a personnel policy, a public policy is what you're doing.
Okay.
And that's this might not change the policy for this.
Hmm?
You think we'd have to change? We have to change the policy before we don't take a closed session. Only
you're discussing a policy. That's not what.
So it's not a specific person.
We're discussing an exception to the policy.
So we just discuss it out here, in other words.
Right.
Okay.
Even exception to the policy.
So right, without names,
discuss it out here.
Yes,
without naming an individual.
I received this letter from a former employee.
Thanks.
We did talk about this in February. For an employee. Who is now retired, and at the time that the employee retired, there was one policy for payment of retirement health benefit, which was a combination of age and service. The employee met the lowest criteria of that at that time, so the town paid 25% of the insurance premiums. Less than 2 months later, the town changed the policy and did away with the age requirement. And as long as you had the years of service, which this employee did, the town paid 100% of the health benefit. In February, the employee petitioned council about beginning to pay 100%. Now the employee's coming back asking for it retroactively. In the amount of $4,700.53. So retiree, I should say, not active employee.
Well, did you know about this?
Not tonight, but I
knew
last February.
I
know
about
it. Okay. Did not.
Okay.
But could I ask, is it my understanding that the employee should have been grandfathered in when this happened? That instead of just changing it right there while he was, you know, in the midst of it? And if not, is this going to happen with other employees?
The other employees get 100% of their health insurance from the day they retire.
Let me make sure I got it clear, right? This person retired under a standard benefit of 25%. And then after they retired, the council changed it to 100%.
Yes.
That's what happened?
Technically, the employee was released from employment with the town. Short-term disability had ended. There was no long-term disability at that time. That was in September 30th of 2009.
Okay.
the employee filed for retirement disability through the state retirement system. This is a 24-year employee.
Okay.
That didn't take effect until December. So technically, with retirement system, he retired in December. Town records, he was unemployed as of October 1st. Then November 9th, the town changed the policy about the health insurance benefits.
And so when the town changed it, and then he retired in December, where did the $4,700 come from? Was that in the time frame, or was that after the fact until someone figured it out? He came back and said, hey, you should be paying 100% because you changed your policy.
That $4,700 is from the time he left the town and was paying the 25%. The town was paying 25%, he was paying 75% until February when the town started paying 100%.
February of this past year?
Of this past year.
Which we voted on.
This year.
Okay. And so he brought it up to us when?
In February.
In February. And when we realized that we fixed it, right?
And this is the correct amount because we gave him the amount.
Yeah, okay.
And I only brought it to council's attention. It came in the mail yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we obligated to pay him this amount? Andy?
Second.
Yeah, I don't think we're obligated. Then the question is, what's the right thing to do, right?
Correct. So can we kind of take this under consideration and talk about it next council meeting?
Exactly right. I would like time to think about it. Tell him the council's make a motion that the council's considering this, and we'll give him an answer at the September meeting.
Yeah.
Second.
If it took him 6 months to figure it out, we can take a month to think about it.
May I ask one more time? I want to be really clear on this. We changed the policy in November, was 2009, is that right?
Yes.
And he officially retired in December 2009?
That's correct.
After the policy changed to cover 100%?
But he wasn't.
So?
Employed.
No. Well, if he didn't officially retire until December, even if he was on leave,
yeah,
he was an employee on leave.
Yeah, that's what I want to understand the timing, right?
But yeah, I think it changed, our ruling changed before he retired.
Right, I think.
Okay.
Good. I think it's a good thing to think about. I think we can take a month to think about it.
He was on medical benefits, as I recall, and he was paid out maximum. It was over here.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it, Nancy?
Yes.
Building department. John, you got anything?
One question. Ooh. So the BFE on here, is that the
baseball
elevation? What is it in Curie Beach? Where's it at?
Depends on where you're at.
If I wanted to walk down to the beach,
front,
yeah.
Station front, you're in a baseball elevation of 14.
What does that mean? 14 inches?
No. 14 feet. No. That means
mean sea level. Above sea level, right?
Correct. That means the
relation to that BFE, that's there to tell you where you're supposed to build to. So right. Ocean front, the bottom, lowest structural member of your house has to be at 14 feet plus one. Okay. So the same question is, you didn't see this, but she has houses in her picture 10 feet below BFE. That's impossible in Curie Beach, right?
That's
true. I just want to make sure I understood that. That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you.
I think Riceville Beach is going to be, yeah.
And Northern Extension of Carolina Beach, but yeah. I didn't think, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Fire department.
We're good.
Police department. Okay. Public Works department. I was contacted by Philip Hare, who lives in Fuquay Arena. His dad just died anyway. He inherited a house. He's moved down here. And Marguerite Watson is also called a couple times, and they wanted to know, there's a ditch behind the houses that's four houses affected, I think. There's a large ditch behind it. It is full of water continually, and they've got a mosquito problem. And they wanted to know if the town could do anything about it. And I told them we didn't go on private property, we'd have to have an easement. So they'll have to. And I talked to Sonny, I think it'll require a 20-foot easement. So that's 10 foot on each property. they can't build in that area anyway. So I would like permission to send them a letter from with Andy's blessings, and then give us the easement so we can go in there and fix it.
So is it along the back then, if it's 10 foot?
Yeah.
Okay. And which, where's it at? Sonny, you can show me or tell me things?
Yeah, and it's a nasty, nasty thing.
Andy?
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to know the ramifications of us doing this. I mean, anybody who has a creek or anything like this behind their house or beside their house, and they give us an easement, then we're responsible for it. Because there's another one, not even a block from this one, that needs to be done.
Okay.
We don't know.
What you have in the annexed area, the Landy Beach area, you have a bunch of old ditches, old pipes running through lots. You have a lot of that. And this is one of them. It just so happens that this one, after going out, talking to the mayor, we've looked at it a couple times. I had the flow completely wrong when I talked to you. We went out and did some surveying, digging, probing, looking, and shot some grades. And what you have in this particular area, let me, if you look at the little map I gave you, it's across the between Snapper and Swordfish, and it runs back through the back of those streets. So if you'll look at Snapper Lane and follow it down, you'll see some orange dots there. That's our lift station. Okay, right behind it, you'll see a blue line running north. Okay, that's the area that he's talking about between Snapper and Swordfish. Everybody got that?
Yes, sir.
That's the line that we're talking about, the mayor's talking about. Most of the ditch is isolated about 100, 115, 20 feet. Most of that is what's really stopped up there.
Yeah.
And that's the northern section of that. But if you'll take a look at the flows of our drainage system, all that ties into each other. You'll see a purple line from Swordfish heading towards Bonita. Okay, on the corner there, that's supposed to be some pipe there. We traced that out to a certain point where it ran, I believe, just about underneath the pool there.
Underneath what?
A pool of it's concrete pool.
Oh,
pool.
Okay, thanks.
And then it stops, and then we have a swell down to Bonita Lane. You'll see a basin right past Bonita there with a little square there. Well, we did upgrades on that and tied it into the next little square, which is another basin, which runs behind the property, which is part of the big drainage improvement that we had several years ago that runs out to Hennepin's Ditch. So as you can see, even Bonita Lane, it runs down and ties into this ditch system. Okay, so it's not only what we need to do is take a look from Snapper to Swordfish, but we also need to take a look at trying to get easements from Swordfish to Bonita if we don't have any. I'm not sure that we don't. So maybe that's something that I can work with Andy and try to find out if we do have any easements or anything there. If we don't, then we need to work with the property owners and try to get something so we can get that flow of water moving there.
Are those two lots filled out, Sonny? The one on Bonita right adjacent to where you're talking about, and the one on Swordfish right adjacent?
The one across the street on Bonita on the north side is not. The one on the other side has a trailer on it.
The one on Swordfish does have a trailer?
Okay, the one on Swordfish, I thought we were talking about
Bonita. I am, Bonita and Swordfish. Those two I-shaped lots?
Right.
You see the I-shaped lots that
are? Right.
The one on Bonita is not built out. It's vacant.
Right, the one on Swordfish, the odd shaped lot there on Swordfish, it has a duplex there.
Okay. And the one on Bonita is vacant right now?
The one across the street on Bonita, which will be on the west side, is the other one on Bonita on the east side has a mobile home there.
Mobile home, okay. Okay.
Well, the gist of it is that it's a mosquito haven. It's actually resulted in one woman having to move from there. She was allergic to mosquitoes, so she
Well, I mean, they haven't helped the cause. I mean, if you go down there and take a look at it, I mean, they had piled stuff in that ditch for years.
And there's trees growing in it and all kind of mess, yeah.
And so they really haven't had, they've heard our calls because they've stopped up some of the piping with some of that stuff, but we need to work on this, try to get some easements so we can work on it, and it will help that area drain a lot better.
So Emily had a question to Andy earlier on about where's our responsibility as the town and what's the precedent, right? So, I mean, this is our stormwater system, I assume, but because that's all private property without easement, are you just adding on that's going to come up in other places? I think we try to do the right thing. So what's the answer to the question, right? I think it's a reasonable question.
Well, right now we have no responsibility or liability as it stands.
Well, then why? Because we don't have an easement, or because...
Why doesn't belong to the town.
Okay, then
we have nothing to do with
it. It doesn't belong to the town. Okay.
Now, I don't have any maps. I haven't seen any lakes. I'm telling you now. If the town decides that they want to do something for these folks, you're talking about an expensive proposition.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if the easement, if you got different proxy owners, or if it's going to be on either side, you're going to have to give 10 feet each. Or if it's all owned by one, regardless, you're going to have a survey, a description, a deed's going to have to be signed by the owners thereof, granting the town this easement, and it's going to have to be recorded. And the town shouldn't bear that expense.
Wait a minute, because there's other factors, right?
So that's exactly right.
This impacts Snapper Lane and Hamby Avenue water flows. Because it goes through that ditch. So if you don't fix it, eventually water will stand in those roads. That's part of the issue. So there's catch basins right there, and that water will end up in our lift station if it fills up high enough, which is also right there. So that we do have some issue, I think. That's why Sonny's interested in it, because it can cause us other problems.
Well, how did we get in that situation?
The stormwater runoff.
Well, I'll tell you how we got into it. We annexed that area, and these ditches existed.
And we're not done anything about it.
And we collect the stormwater. We're responsible for the stormwater that runs off our roads.
Right.
Those are our streets and roads.
Now, the ones off the streets and the roads, we do have something to say about those. And we do try to keep those going. But these behind these houses have been there since,
I mean, we inherited a problem, but it's a problem.
The problem that we have is probably causing us some problems on some of our street drainage.
Right. Yeah. That's the issue, right?
Now, unless we can reroute and try to figure out a different way to run this somewhere else, then and maybe turn it the other way.
Which we can't take it to the beach, so we're not turning it the other way. You got to run it.
None of this is going to the beach, you're right.
Right. So, I mean, I think fixing is the right thing, but we need to understand what we're getting into. So I appreciate you saying it could be expensive. Right now, Sonny, what you initially were talking about asking for was five property owners who are backed up to that ditch, but as you look at it, there's more property owners potentially. Another four property owners to get you back to Bonita, where the pipe is underground. And hopefully we've already got that easement, or someone does, but probably not.
At this point, that's what I would recommend the town council, is to take a look and see if we can find any easements, and if there are any, then I'll need to come back to council with some type of other plan or request. But right now, just check and see if we do have easements. Try to open up what we can on our right-of-ways, and then come back to council next month and let you know what we found as far as easements, and give you a recommendation which way I feel like we need to go.
And then at the same time, so I think I agree with that. At the same time, we can tell the property owners they can privately open that ditch up.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do that. Now, I think they should be smart about it, and if our public works director wants to give them some advice on what to do so they don't dig it too deep and make a big hole instead of a ditch that works, I think we should use his expertise, but we can't do it with your people until we have easements.
That's why we use it.
Right, attorney?
Right.
Where the ditch ends, it's a huge hole there. I mean, it's full of water, probably.
Right.
What, 18 inches deep, Johnny?
No, I wouldn't step them in there.
And they say they have said that they have heard actually an alligator in there now. Let me ask you, on this little sketch that you got for us, between Bonita and Swordfish, there's a little green line that comes down through that.
That's a swell.
Okay, all right.
Do you know a lady named Meredith Sullivan?
Meredith Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. All right, she owns a company called Pipeview Technologies, and she wants to come and do pro bono work for you. So if you need some camera work done in that area. She is more than happy to come and do it as long as she can use you for a reference in the future for free. So give me your email address and I'll send you her stuff.
Okay.
So you can get some of that pipe inspected too.
We'll do that.
But I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If we consider doing this one, the one, you know which one I'm talking about, that goes from Trout all the way up the side of that driveway, will you do that one too?
That'd be up to council. I'm not thinking of anything. Town council's going to have to make that decision.
I mean, if the council said yes to this, and they're on
so which one's Trout that you're talking about?
Is that something you can clean out?
I can't clean that now.
No, I don't mean right now, but it is possible.
Well, or let the property owners know
that
they can clean it out. And so what I'm saying is I think two things, right? So sometimes people want the town to solve stuff that they should solve themselves a little bit. I think they should smartly ask, but while Sonny's investigating easements with the attorney, if it becomes really expensive, we should also tell the people, look, if the water's sitting there, you can fix the ditch. It's your property. We recommend you fix it this way, but you could fill it in. If you do that, here's what's going to be your problem, right? That's going to cause a problem on their streets. But they could fix this ditch. It's not like ditches have been fixed in Curie Beach by citizens throughout the history of the town.
But the fallacy of that is the cooperation between all of them. Because,
Exactly right. That's the problem.
The person downhill doesn't do it. Then.
Yeah, that's the issue, right?
Right.
And I mean, you know, so if everyone said we want to grant you the easement, Andy, and we just had to file it, how expensive it is to get easements on 7 pieces of property. If everyone's in favor and they said yes, we'll just do it.
It's whatever the surveyor's going to charge you.
So it's just a survey. Right.
And then it has to be done by deed and recorded.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Are we talking $5,000 or $50,000?
Oh, no.
But this would be a good place to use the money that we got from Carolina Beach. I mean, the people need this down there.
So I think, so they contacted you, you can get back with them and say that we're investigating what easements we have, but right now if you wanted to work on it yourselves, you could definitely do that. That's the problem I have.
We wouldn't actually be able to use that money for this.
Huh?
But we have stormwater.
Stormwater.
Money. We have, no, that no, money's sewer, water, so okay. But we have stormwater money.
Yeah, you have the monthly fee for stormwater.
Right. All right. So, you needed our permission, or you want our direction, town attorney and public works director, to investigate an easement that Sonny needs?
No, if y'all want it done, we'll investigate it.
There you go.
Then you'll have
to have a motion to get it done?
I make a motion we direct the attorney and public works director to determine the cost and feasibility of getting easement to fix this problem.
And seconded by Steve. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Thanks. Thank you, Sonny. Relocation of dumpster and parking for garbage trucks.
Yeah, so that's me and Sonny. So we've been talking with Public Works. I mean, I'm sorry, with Sonny Point. Apologize. Matsu. They continue to pressure us. They've given us a 6-month extension, which will expire in December, for parking our trucks and outside storage on H Avenue behind the fence off 6th Street. So while we're not giving up, we have concerns. We're not going to get permission over the long term to have our garbage trucks there. So Sonny is investigating what our options are, and we'd like to present that to council in September, just so we'll be ready for it. But if we can't get them to change their mind or work with us some, we're going to have to find somewhere else to park our three garbage trucks.
We have four garbage trucks.
Four garbage trucks.
Yeah. We have to have a place for the dumpsters.
Right. We have basically three alternatives we want to present to council next month as we flush them out. And that's kind of where we are right now. So we're still talking with them. Their issue started with Carolina Beach and then came to Curie Beach. Sonny and I met with them about 4 weeks ago, I think. I don't know the exact dates, 4 weeks ago, right after our last council meeting. We had a good conversation, but it didn't seem to change any of their minds. One of them tried to explain to me explosive ordnance arcs, which, since I was a submarine officer, kind of was a little interesting. We'll come to you with a proposal, and we'll update you on where we are. We're still working to try to get them to allow us to keep what we want there. That's our best option, but I don't know how well it's going to go. Sonny and I aren't very optimistic right now. Any questions?
Yeah.
And none of the proposed options are great, so just so to set the tone for next month.
Park them in front of town hall, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Sonny, what's your email address?
That's speaker at charter.net.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see him, man.
We got a couple options. They'll be in your packet, so you can review them before the next meeting.
Discussion and consideration of old business. Number one is Resolution 13-12 regarding Big Earth Waters Act. Y'all heard both of the people tell us what they knew about the Big Earth Waters Act. So you have two resolutions in your pack. One is from the base, and then one is from Riceville Beach. And I personally think that we should call the bases.
I second that.
Okay.
What was that?
Make a motion, then she'll hear.
I made a motion that we follow the base resolution 13-12. Chuck seconded it. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Good deal.
On that same issue, I also agree with what she said earlier, that we need to make every effort we can to educate the residents in this community that have
flood
insurance, or thinking about it, and because of that, I would like to invite Spencer to our next meeting, and she can come back to if she'd like to give the presentation he gave, where he unfortunately doesn't have pictures of Curie Beach, but he certainly does of Wrightsville Beach, and try to educate the community on how really, really important this is, and that they need to talk to their insurance people and learn more about it.
John, there are about five houses affected by this Big Earth Waters Act.
I think there's 16 in our way.
16?
Yes.
Okay.
We have 967 policies in Curie Beach all together.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean every one of them are in the floodplain, but
right.
Every one that is in the floodplain is going to be affected sooner or later.
Yeah,
I have one of them that's not in the floodplain.
Do you recommend sending out a bulletin, or what's your recommendation?
First, I'm sorry Willard left, but I would like for him to do an article on it, if we could call and request his assistance with that, and then also put it on our email and on our website.
Well, he'll listen to this recording, so. Willard, listen to this.
Nice.
Do an update on the Big Earth Waters Act.
Do you have flooded?
That was nice.
Yes.
This is for you.
And so who are we inviting to do the presentation?
Spencer.
Spencer. What's Spencer's last name?
Spencer Rogers.
Rogers.
Yeah. Can we just ask that he tailor it to Curie Beach instead of it being generic?
Well, he can't. Come down here and take pictures of.
Well, I don't care about the pictures,
but it's the you need to see them for it to hit home.
I understand.
Really, really do. But yes, he can tell it for Curie Beach. He can't discuss individual homeowners without seeing everything that's specific to that homeowner. But yes, he can tailor it to Curie Beach.
Mm-hmm. You know, I understand, but I'd like him to work with the building inspector for it to be a Curie Beach-based discussion.
Sure, John can do that.
Because the issue for me is they're fixing a problem that the federal government's subsidizing something they shouldn't be subsidizing. And so while I'm sensitive to it because, you know, I recognize people are used to getting it from the dole, the fact is they should fix this. You should not be able to live 10 feet below sea level and get subsidized by all the rest of us that were smarter than that.
I think Katrina was.
Right. And so while, you know, I'm very supportive of getting them to slow down this, this is exactly how things should happen.
I personally don't think you're going to slow the federal government or get them to stop anything. Like I said, this is like a huge locomotive going downhill. And
so is Obamacare, and look what's happened over the last 6 weeks.
And in 2 weeks, my son can actually apply for it, so that's neither here nor there. We need to educate our people, even if it's just the 19 that'll be affected immediately. If
they I agree. That's why I said it should be Curie Beach.
They need to know beforehand what they're going to be up against in selling it.
I agree.
John, okay. Can you please contact these people, the 19 people that are affected, and ask them to come to the next council meeting?
I don't know that I can find out who the 16 people are. That's records that they floodplain.
Yeah, it doesn't say addresses, it just says this many.
Addresses.
It just tells you
16 that already are affected.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot more come October.
Right.
Weren't there 24 on that list?
There are several different breakdowns, but 16 were affected right away.
Okay.
10%, 10%, and it keeps adding up.
Mayor, Lambert, Commissioners, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for the recommendation.
Legitimacy of wine sample consumption, Oceanfront Park. Mr. Canutis.
Well, can we go back? What was the direction right there, then?
Well, if you can't get the information, it's mute.
Yeah.
Okay, but Spencer Rogers is still requesting to be on
the And the two of you can
agenda.
Work together to be
to
sure.
To make it Curie Beach specific, if possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, regarding the consumption of wine at the Oceanfront Park, I was asked to look into it, and I contacted staff and found that the folks down there did have their permits to operate the, what is it called, open air markets or whatever it's called. And this individual did have a permit from the ABC board for wine tasting. But unfortunately, I started looking at our ordinances, and the ordinance which controls the community center and the Oceanfront Park prohibits the consumption of alcohol beverages on town property, exception being the community center.
Right.
So, he can sell wine.
And has to run up the community center.
But you can't have any consumption.
So he can't give it away, which is, that's what I thought, right?
That's right.
And so, I mean, I think we need to tell him that he can't be giving away wine.
There are two of them.
But he can sell.
Okay, them. He can still sell it so it doesn't hurt his business, but I'm sure we'll lose some of the sales.
Now, doesn't he do this during the street festival?
They have permits.
During the open air market?
No, I mean during the street festival. Hasn't he always done it then?
They have permits.
I don't know. I don't go down there.
I mean, what? Don't
they have as much as
it wasn't tasting. It was actually.
Yeah,
I travel.
I was tasting.
Yeah, it was drinking it. Yeah,
they could buy it.
They
could buy it, but
you
didn't taste it.
I
was
affected by drinking.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you had samples and you had glasses.
And the street belongs to the town, right?
Well, they
we've been doing that for years.
But that's been by permission of council.
So we can get permission.
We can get permission to do it.
That's right. Yeah. All you gotta do is make a motion for an exception to the policy during the open festival fair.
I mean, a little simple one. I don't know what that's going to hurt.
During the open air market.
Yes, open air market.
Would you like to make a motion, Emily? Emily?
Sure. I'll make a motion that we give. Is it anybody or just that specific winery?
It's the two wineries.
Those two wineries permission to have wine tastings in their booth.
If they have state permits.
Yes.
Okay, I second that motion.
Is that the recommendation of the Parks and Rec?
I'm sorry.
Is that the recommendation from the Parks and Rec Committee?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we want to have a good experience for the people who are going to the open air market. Obviously, you don't want people who are drunk. I don't think we've had any occurrences where there's been problems. I mean, it's early in the morning. If you're there to hit that stuff.
Right.
You have another
problem. You're getting this out, you're bringing it all with you right
away. You only get one of those little punky cups.
All in favor? Yes, I second.
He seconded.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
The update on the public hearing and the additional comments about the sea turtle habitat will skip since Jim covered those.
Good.
Discussion and consideration of new business now. Now, you want to step up to the podium?
No. Job description under old business was number 5.
Oh, Emily had right. Oh, shoot.
Good try,
I'm
sir.
On the wrong one. Yeah, there you go. 5. Sorry, Craig.
Well, that's all right. Well, you're going to stick around anyway, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
My wrong notes here. Okay.
Okay. So, which one's the issue?
Okay, first let me say, I'm sorry, Nancy, but I never got that copy because I don't have the copy of anything from last month's meeting, and I can't get read emails on my phone, and I really can't print emails on my phone. So I'll be speaking without the knowledge of the one that you guys passed last month. Okay. I have several questions and comments. First of all, throughout this whole thing with the town clerk and office manager, we have board of commissioners like the New Hanover County, or we have town board, or we have town council. It needs to be one of those. We shouldn't have three different names for this group of wonderful people up here. So I would like to see you go back and change wherever it says Board of Commissioners or Town Board and say Town Council. Okay, because he's not a commissioner. Now then. Another thing, and I'll give you a copy of this if it makes a difference, on page 2.
Of which one?
The town clerk, the second paragraph, ensure vacancies to and appointments to town council, board of adjustments, take out the and, planning and zoning commission, and town committees are monitored and kept. Otherwise, it's very confusing to read. Maintain the town's emergency plan. That doesn't mean you write, what does maintain mean? Because that's what I thought David did.
Maintains the.
They keep it on the website, they keep copies in each of the town buildings. She's the admin person for the emergency plan.
That's all.
Okay. Serves as a member of the management team. I didn't know we had a management team. Is that all the department heads? Is that what our management team is? Okay, I've just never heard anybody refer to that before. I have some other just
keep going.
Grammatical things there. On page 3, under training, 5 years of strong administrative support. I don't know that you can define the word strong, and knowing us when it comes to lawsuits, I think it would be better if you took the word strong out of there.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Page 3, under training, strength requirement.
So just 5 years of administrative support?
Yeah.
Yeah.